Good morning, and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. We are so glad that you decided to come and worship with us this morning. What a great pre-fall morning it is. As I said, welcome to the 10:45 traditional service. There are two services going on at the same time here at Asbury. The celebration service is being conducted in the Wilson Activity Center, and then we're in here with the divine service. Every church has a brand by which they're known, and Asbury is no different. Today we have some special singers for the 10:45 service from the Asbury Christian Child Development Center, or ACCDC. ACCDC has been in existence for 30 years, and today we celebrate them serving Little Rock's children for three decades. When Asbury is mentioned in our community, people know this is where ACCDC is. So let us show our appreciation for this wonderful ministry to the children of our community. As we go through the other announcements, there's a registration pad that's on the inside of each pew. If you would, go ahead and fill that out. Pass it down to the end and let them fill it out and then pass it back. And if you see somebody on that list that you don't know, introduce yourself. But the ushers will pick those up during the offering. Wednesday evening dinners have returned to Asbury, and it's called Faith Family Gathering. The dinners are being catered by Corky's Restaurant. You see in the insert in your bulletin. You can fill out and place that in the offering, or you can turn it in to the church office. Make note that the dinner starts September the 6th, so this is an early sign-up opportunity. Rachel Golden and Brian Hall are leading this ministry, so thanks to both of them. Bible classes are starting again as part of the Faith Family Gathering. Pastor Mary will be teaching A Woman Overwhelmed, a study of the life of Mary, Mother of Jesus. And Pastor Doug will hold a study on Moses, the reluctant messenger. So please contact Pastor Doug as you sign up for either of those classes. Stone Soup is this afternoon. If you want to be blessed, plan to attend and be part of this vital ministry. Meet at Quapaw United Methodist Church at 1:30, and you'll be through by 4. If you have any questions, give Greg Stansel a call, and he can answer any of those for you. Also, teenagers will be meeting on September the 5th. The person that's there to give the presentation is Bill Temple, an ex-FBI agent, and so he's going to give you the inside workings of the FBI. You need to have your reservation made by September the 1st to come there for lunch and hear the program. Be sure and look at your bulletin on the back and see everything that's happening at Asbury in the upcoming weeks and the upcoming months. Now I call on Aura Bunting to come up. She's the director of ACCDC for an announcement.
Good morning. My name is Aura Bunn. I'm the director of ACCDC, and we want to thank you all for coming out to celebrate our 30 years of giving Christian care to little ones in the community. At this time, I would like all our staff from ACCDC to please stand. Without each of these ladies standing here today, my job would not be what it is, and the kids would not get the care that they receive on each and every day. At this time, we would like Craig Bowes, the chairman of our board, would come up and speak a few words.
Good morning, everybody. As Aura said, my name is Craig Bowes. I serve with the ACCDC board this year, and we're so thankful that we have so many great parents and students in attendance this morning for ACCDC Sunday, as well as the rest of the congregation of Asbury. We want to welcome you to our church service, and we're looking forward to hearing the students singing "Jesus Love Me, Loves Me" later in the service. But also wanted to let you know that we adore the staff of ACCDC. ACCDC, they do such a wonderful job educating our students here, your children, and want to recognize them for all the great work that they do. Also want to let you know that at the conclusion of this service, there is going to be a reception. It'll be in the front of the ACCDC offices. So after the service is over, welcome you to follow Ora down the hall and enjoy some cake and some refreshments with the rest of us. Again, thank you very much, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Craig. I now invite everyone to stand and pass the peace of Christ to one another. If you would, please stand and join in our hymn of praise, "For the Beauty of the Earth," number 92 in the United Methodist Hymnal. Please remain standing and join in the affirmation of faith found in the United Methodist Hymnal, page 883. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
right, could I now have the children come forward so that you can sing to us?
And do you know that it talks about God's creation, about the sky? How many of you have ever been outside at nighttime just to see the stars? Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? You see those stars right there? Aren't those pretty? Cool. They're beautiful. And there's so many to count. It's hard to count them. And you know what? That light from that star takes a million years to reach our Earth. But then you know what? Besides the stars, guess what that is? The moon. And how beautiful it is, isn't it? And you know what? When you're outside looking at the moon and looking at the stars, do you ever feel this little bitty? Because it's so big, isn't it? The heaven is so big. But you know what? David felt the same way. Let me tell you what he wrote. He said, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you should think of him?" So see, David's like, "You made all of that, so what am I? Just a little person." That's how he felt, just like you when he's under that stars and moon. But you know what? We are surrounded by beauty. God made all the animals, the birds, the sea, the sky, the moon, and the birds. So you know what? When we are outside, look for something beautiful. And when you do, make sure you thank God for it, okay? All right, say thank you, Lord. All right, thank you.
We now have come to the part of our services we lift our lives and prayers to God. Please look at the back of the bulletin and keep these Asbury family members in your prayers. Also, we pray for all the people on the Texas Gulf Coast as they go through this natural disaster, Harvey. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the great creator. You fixed the stars in the heavenly realms. You placed the sun and the moon and the planets in our universe and set them in motion. Lord, the heavens reach so far that we cannot measure the distance, but your love and care are so boundless. You even created the tiny creatures so small we cannot see them. How great and wide is your love. We also thank you today for the opportunity to serve. You command us in your words to serve others unselfishly. And when we do, blessings are poured out upon us. Give us the courage to reach out to those who are less fortunate than we are, and to reach down to a child and raise them up. Help us to understand that we are the vessels for your love, that you flow through us and shine a light that we alone cannot. Fix that light in us so we can live and love as your Son lives and loves. Gracious God, we pray that you bless this church and grow it through us and all the ministries here. Enable us to reach out to our community and draw all people to you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Gracious God, we are so thankful for the blessings that you give us. Even when we may not deserve the bountiful gifts, we thank you for being a loving and giving Father. Bless these tithes and offering that we offer up to you today, that we may multiply them and use them to the future kingdom on earth to bring glory to you. Amen.
Maker of this heart of mine, you know me very well. You understand my deepest part more than I know myself. So when I face the darkness, when I need to find my way, I'll trust in you, Shepherd of my heart. Keeper of this heart of mine, your patience has no end. You've loved me back into your arms time and time again. So if I start to wander, like a lamb that's lost its way, I'll trust in you, Shepherd of my heart. You're the beacon of my night. You're the sunlight of my day. I can rest within your arms. I can know so let the cold wind blow, let the storms rage all around. I'll trust in you, Shepherd of my heart. Giver of this life in me, you're what I'm living for all the deepest part of me, I'll love you even more. So as I walk through valleys, listening for my master's call, I'll trust in you, Shepherd of my heart. Listening for my master's call, I'll trust in you, Shepherd of my heart.
please remain standing and join in our hymn of meditation. Stand up for Jesus, number 514.
Thank you. Won't you please be seated? This morning, I invite you to turn to your Bibles or your pew Bibles to find the Psalm, Book of Psalms, the 8th Psalm. As we hear how God speaks to us today, may the people of God be comforted by this reading of God's holy word as we find it in the 8th Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Thou whose glory above the heavens is chanted, by the mouth of babes and infants, thou hast founded a bulwark because of thy foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast established, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor. Thou hast given him dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. The word of God for the people of God. Well, God has done it again. Once again, after I've already prepared the message, after I've already sat down with my associate to plan the series of the messages in the next couple of weeks, God has delighted in showing the perfect illustration to go along with the message. I mean, when I begin to plan what I'm going to be preaching in weeks and months ahead sometimes, I don't think about all the other stuff out there. It didn't occur to me on the Sunday that I would be preaching to you about the creation of God, that God would perfectly align the moon and the sun together to have a wonderful eclipse. But yet, God once again loves to surprise us, loves to remind us how great God is with such a miracle. Back to class, back to church. I have to admit that science was never my strong point. It was never my favorite subject. I perhaps enjoyed the floral and the vegetation part of botany, but to this day, I can remember the smell of that slimy, cold frog I had to dissect in the 10th grade. Can still smell it. But oh, give me flowers, and I can tell you still the parts of it, the stem, the leaf, the pistil, the stamen, and the petal. It didn't hurt that my mother and my grandmother loved flowers and grew all kinds of varieties and really worked hard on the different categories of the daffodil and the different species of roses and the different kinds of camellias, only to cultivate them to the point where they can clip them for exhibits for the local garden shows, and the floral arrangements that they would work on for days and weeks to think about the design so that they might come home with a ribbon. But perhaps the most outstanding flower of all is the sunflower with its large head as it follows the sun throughout the day. And at night, as dusk has settled in, it begins to droop for the nightfall, only to rise ever so gradually at the first peak of the sunlight in the morning. How cool is that? Today's featured scripture I have to share with you is my favorite psalm. I love it. It's a creation psalm. But I love it because it does so many things for me. It humbles me when I think about being compared to a little lower than the angels. It challenges me as it tells us that we have been given the honor of dominion over God's creation. And it awes me of how creative and wonderful our God is. Because the first thing when I think of God in this psalm, I think of His majesty. Hear the words again. You have set your glory above the heavens. No one or nothing is quite like God. I mean, I try to find a word, and God is indescribable. I don't struggle with words. Never really have. They kind of come to me. Except when I'm trying to describe God in a word. There is no word to do God justice. People have long since tried to explain the causes of nature through science. But when they get down to the final atom, that final molecule, they have to acknowledge someone made that. Someone designed that so particularly that it takes another one of those atoms, another one of those molecules to build up, to develop yet the next creation. For if there is one thing that we learn as we observe God's creation, is there is no one single thing independent of another. For that was not God's design. Nothing is independent of another. God created order out of complete chaos and created a sequence of matter to help yet the next creation. For instance, if you look carefully at Genesis 1 and you read what was created on the first day and then on the second day and then on the third day, you discover right away the order out of the chaos. That in order for there to be vegetation, obviously God had to create earth in which to cultivate that vegetation, light, water, air. And then the vegetation had to be created in order for mammals and animals to feed upon. The order of things, how perfect is that? And second thing that I noticed from this psalm is you and I have just got to trust our Creator. How wonderful God is to create this pathway of trust. Because once again, remember, we are not independent of God. It was not designed that way. For God knows everything and therefore wants what is best for everything and therefore knows how everything must be managed, what its needs are, what its purpose is, how it works. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praises to silence the enemy. In creation, God created relationship. God said, I am your father. And I hope you will reciprocate the love that I've established in claiming you to be your father. I hope you will reciprocate that love in calling yourselves my children. And claiming that relationship. Always hopeful that we will reciprocate his love for us. And like children, we love and we trust God without doubts. Our ACCDC children, oh, we love them so. We're so thankful for our parents of those children to entrust those children to our teachers and leaders. And as was mentioned earlier, if I go out to any kind of event, it happened just last night as I was meeting some new people in our neighborhood. All I had to say was I was the senior pastor of Asbury United Methodist Church. And immediately, ACCDC comes into the conversation. That is how we are known to Little Rock these last 30 years. And it's because of the quality care our teachers and Aura offer our children. It's because of this congregation who has supported this ministry for decades. It's because of the alums of this program who are now wonderful and vital members of this church continue to support the program that they remember in their young years. Children, they trust and they follow their parents. They trust and follow their teachers and their leaders. They believe what they say, rarely question what they say, follow their lead and depend upon their guidance and instruction. They grow up almost mirroring how we adults are. For instance, just last weekend, my younger daughter that just married back in April, she and her husband were in New York, and they were meeting their cousin there who is in theater there in New York. And my older daughter, who happens to live in the same town as my younger daughter, was agreeable to dog sit for that weekend. Now, Miss Pearl was to be checked on 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, as she's normally used to being in her kennel when my younger daughter is out traveling the state during the week. So it went like clockwork. Every single day they checked her, and she was fine. Until the last day, my daughter, Katie, and her daughter, Lane Austin, who's 2.5 years old, came to do the final watch before Mom and Dad were coming home to Miss Pearl. They came in, and what can best be described as a cyclone is what met them at the door. Now, Miss Pearl has a little bit of pit in her, I do believe, and definitely has some corgi in her. Cute, beautiful dog. But she kung fu'd the door of that kennel and went wild. She expressed her displeasure that her mother and father had left her, and she expressed it thoroughly in every single room. Now, Lane Austin, my granddaughter, is about 2.5 years old, and she's beginning to have quite a great command of the English language, and even more so of theatrical display of emotion. So she was on this video that my daughter Katie had put on Instagram, and if you know anything about that, you put a little video on there, and it's there 1 minute, it's gone the next. And so she put this on video, and it's of Lane Austin with both hands on the hips surveying the damage that Miss Pearl has done. And then she removes one hand from her hip and points to Miss Pearl, who is laid out on the couch like this. And this is what she says. Pearl, bad, bad, you have made a mess. Now, I share that with you just to say children do imitate and mirror adult behavior. You just need to know She has never seen her Emmy do that. As we mature in the faith, we struggle. We struggle with this God that we trust and that we love. We struggle and we ask questions. Our trust is challenged and it gets a bit shaky at times. And God, what point do you have in allowing this hurricane to come and to do such damage and destroy so many lives and property? I don't understand. And God, I don't understand why this relationship has broken up. I don't understand. And God, I don't understand why my friend or my own body has become diseased or has been injured in a wreck or an accident of another nature. I don't understand. And on we go and we ask God these questions, this God whom we trust, this God whom we know created us, and we struggle. We struggle. And then we go to God and we plea. God, I really want to trust you again, but I need for you to make this right. With that kind of thinking, do you see what's happened? We've shifted our trust to the category of blame. And this creator, which has created all this good, now we've decided is up there just doling out evil and destruction. And we don't understand. I think we need to go back to God's word. Go back to Genesis 1. And remember that after each sequence of creation, what did God say? He looked at it and he said, this is good. And on the last day, when he created you and he created me, he said, it's very, very good. So then what are we supposed to do with this God of creative goodness in a world that seems to be running rampant with evil and destruction? Well, let's just look at this a minute. Storms happen when jet streams collide, and jet streams are going all over the place now with global warming. God didn't do that. Disease happens for a number of reasons. Pollutants in the air, pollutants in our food, chemicals and preservatives. God didn't do that. God didn't cause a car to ram into yours. Those injuries from car wrecks, falling off ladders and equipment. God didn't do those things either. And the relationship that tears down and trust is destroyed. Control seems to be an issue and finances seem to be an issue and not connecting and paying attention to one another seems to be an issue. And God didn't do that. But what we can do is trust God, our Creator, to restore our minds to God's mind, our hearts to God's heart, through believing God can take the bad and bring good out of it. And if you don't know this verse, let me give you a gift today. In Romans 8:28, learn it, memorize it, say it every day. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And another one equally as good to remember is Genesis 50, the 20th chapter. When Joseph looks at his brothers who left him for dead and they come crawling to him to help him with food because he's worked his way up in the Pharaoh's palace. And Joseph has mercy on his brothers who were so cruel to him. And he just looks at them and he says, what you did to me, you meant for harm, but God brought it to good. So rewind a little bit back over your life. You've had a good life. You're having a good life, and you're going to have a good life. Now, certainly there are points in your life, as mine, they're painful to remember. We don't like what happened during that time. We didn't like ourselves, perhaps, or we didn't like other people that were doing certain things to us. But guess what? We survived. We not only survived, we're alive and we're thriving. Because God took that stuff that was so painful and brought us out of it, and we are stronger. Just as we think about creation, the seed pushing with all of its might, establishing roots, and it breaks through the soil, and it's that conflict and struggle through the soil where it finds its strength because it's drawing toward the light. The light that God creates around us all the time. Drawing toward the light. It's easy to wallow in a moment of self-pity. All of us have done that a time or two. Some of us are really good at it. But don't for 1 minute forget this psalm, where God says, I created you. I made you a little less than the angels. I have brought you close to the level of glory of myself. Jesus said it this way in Luke 12:7. Do not have anxiety. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and yet not one of them is forgotten by God? For even the hairs of your head are all numbered. And you are more valued than many sparrows. And finally, God has created us to be given extreme authority. And with extreme authority comes great responsibility. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. You know, there are people who will not squash anything. Not an ant. Not a roach. They won't swat a fly. But there's people in southeast Arkansas in the Delta that would have really appreciated it had Noah swatted both mosquitoes. God created us to have dominion over flocks and herds. Beasts of the fields, birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Dominion of the flocks. How beautiful it was a moment ago when Amber was singing Shepherd of Our Hearts. And we think of the shepherds of the Bible. We think of Moses. He was a shepherd before he had the huge task of leading the grumbling Israelites to the promised land. We think about King David, who was a shepherd boy, the run of the litter, so to speak, and became the greatest king of Israel. And we remember Jesus, who said, I am the good shepherd. But in this psalm, the Lord has given you and me not just the role of being a member of the flock of Jesus Christ, but also to be shepherds. Remember when Jesus said, I have come to tend the flock, yet not all are here. And he leaves the 99 and he goes after the one. Today our role is shepherds. We are to go out of here and bring others that do not know Jesus Christ. We are to be shepherds of God's creation. We're to be good stewards of this creation so that when Lane Austin and other children and other ACCDC children grow up and other grandchildren grow up, they have a beautiful world they inherit. And it's because we took care of it and practiced the dominion that God gave us to do. God loves us so much that the final thing I want to say is, I believe God created us to create. To create a path for others to find this church as their church home, their place of faith. I believe God created us to be joyful and not to waste time being scared and being hurtful to others. I believe God created us to create relationships that are wholesome and loving and Christian. And I believe God created us to create disciples that are eager to know Jesus and serve him in this world in his name. There's many, many reasons why God created you. You are unique and no one will ever be like you. But God created you to create. And the possibilities are endless. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our closing hymn, our hymn of commitment, is 163. Ask you what great thing I know. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, to come forward. If there are those who would love to know more about Jesus Christ, would like to make that profession, we invite you to come forward. If there are those here today who know Jesus Christ but just feel a need to renew that profession, we invite you. And if there are those who just simply feel the need to come and pray, we invite you to do that as well. Let us stand. It's been so wonderful to be in worship with you. I'm so proud that our ACCDC staff and parents and children and grandparents and family are here. You're a delight to see every day, and we are thankful. Please receive this blessing. And now, God, we thank you. We thank you for our relationship to you, that you are our Father, and we are your children, and we are happy to be your kingdom kids. As we go forth from these doors today, you have given us a great authority and responsibility to share Jesus Christ to all. May we be faithful to that task as we go forward in the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.